local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're doing it live on hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Happy Tuesday. It's December 5th, 20 days to go until Christmas. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. Hopefully it stays pretty quiet there on the roadways. We'll get our top three stories in before our first check this hour of the roads and weather, starting with the very latest in Israel. And Israel is reportedly considering flooding Hamas's network of tunnels beneath the Gaza Strip. The move could make them unusable for Hamas, but it could also harm the Gaza Strip's water supply. Reports are that Israel has already built a system of large pumps to send seawater in from the Mediterranean and could have all the tunnels flooded within weeks. Also, Israeli forces are conducting ground assaults in southern Gaza as Hamas leaders are thought to be hiding there. And the UN warns that an even more hellish scenario is about to unfold as the campaign continues. Meanwhile, the U.S. is in talks with other allies about creating a naval task force to escort commercial ships in the Red Sea after a series of attacks by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. And here in the States, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is lifting his hold on some military promotions, despite there being no change in the Pentagon's abortion policy.
They didn't get what they wanted, we didn't get what we wanted. And, you know, just, when you change the rules, it's hard to win.
Tuberville says that he will now only block military promotions for four-star generals and officers. So that's the latest there. Those are our top three stories today. Taking a look at a couple local headlines before traffic and weather together. When Pensacola City Council meets later on this month, they will make the first move, it would appear, on a three-year effort that will make the pay for city employees more competitive across the board.
At the end of the day, you know, if you look at the city of Pensacola, our wage index as a community is lower than it needs to be. And so how can I ask private people in the private market to reassess their wage index and that we don't set an example for that?
Yeah, so the first step will be establishing new pay ranges for city employees. The council will vote on that at their meeting on the 14th. It's the first step that needs to happen before line-by-line adjustments can be made. Reeve says while not every employee's salary needs to be adjusted, those that do should see about a 6.8% increase in a phased-in approach over those 3 years. We'll hear from more from the mayor coming up right after our first check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, for the most part, it is dying down about as we would expect. But we are seeing some issues now at South New Warrington Road. If you're traveling southbound, right at the right where it merges with North Navy Boulevard. If you are in that area, there was an accident reported there, and it is beginning to cause some congestion. Other than that, though, unless you're at like an intersection or something, you should not be held up for particularly long.
All right, and taking a look at the forecast.
Looking ahead to Wednesday and Thursday, believe it or not, we're getting even colder as we head through the middle of the work week. A second shot of cool air moves in, and we'll see low temperatures drop into the 40s and 30s for Wednesday and Thursday morning. And high temperatures on both days ahead will only be in the mid to upper 50s. That's with sunshine, too. The humidity returns on Friday, and we'll have thunderstorm chances late Saturday into Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. Overnight low tonight is going to be right around 42 degrees, currently 54. Sunshine Wednesday and Thursday with highs right around 59 degrees. Tomorrow's overnight low is right around 38 degrees. Mayor Reeves also touching on airport parking, and he's shedding some light on just how quickly business has boomed at the Pensacola International Airport. All you need to do is look at the current city master plan.
3,400 spaces. The master plan called for 3,400 spaces in 2032. And when we're done with the 400 spaces in by the summer, the surface lot that we're working on, that would put us, of course, at about 3,800, which is what it calls for in 2035.
Yeah, so they'll be at 3,800 in the summer when they add 400 spaces, which the master plan called for in the year 2035. Reeve says his top legislative priority is to secure funding for the airport's expansion as the design phase for the new terminal is already underway. Meanwhile, another big issue that the city has and is trying to get wrapped up here, before the legislative session starts in Tallahassee in January, is the property donation agreement for the old Baptist Hospital property. City leaders and Baptist Hospital staff are continuing to work on that. Mayor Reeves confirming that hospital officials have received the latest proposal.
I think Baptist understands this, is that there's a, you know, there's some environmental questions. Property's been there a long time. That may end up being no issue, but we don't have enough time as the city to properly vet all those. So we, you know, we've asked them to indemnify us from some of the potential environmental issues that we may or may not know about.
Yeah, so Reeve says in addition to protecting taxpayers from surprise costs, they're also working to secure all funding needed for demolition in 1 year. He says there's too much risk to the city if it goes beyond that. A death investigation continuing this week after the wife of a Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon died after he was performing surgeries on her. According to Channel 3, 33-year-old Hillary Brown was taken off life support last week after she went into cardiac arrest on November 21st. At the time, her husband, 40-year-old Dr. Ben Brown, was performing several operations on her after hours. A sheriff's office spokesperson says that the state medical examiner's office is performing an autopsy to determine the exact cause of death, and that will likely take several months. Also, there was a deadly shooting back in 2021 in October, and the state attorney's office saying that a 22-year-old Pensacola man has been sentenced for that. Gerald Battle Jr. on Friday was sentenced to 40 years in prison for the death of Leonard Troutman after he pleaded no contest to second-degree murder. This happened back in 2021 on October 27th. Troutman was shot multiple times while he was seated in the driver's seat of his car. Investigators found 16 shell casings at the scene. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break. We have our state and national headlines when we return to Pensacola Right Now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Atlas Beverage Class, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Deck the Halls, New Year's, holiday hours, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. The Fed creates and pops bubbles using interest rate manipulation. Why put the value of your IRA or 401k at their mercy? This is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To get a free info kit from Birch Gold, text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898. Do it now and protect your savings.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
I ain't talking just to tease people like you that don't grow on trees.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 6:25 here, we will get another check at the roads and weather. Looking here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're not seeing anything right now that's really getting too crazy at the moment. We did have an accident report reported on South New Warrington Road, if you're traveling southbound, about where it merges with Navy Boulevard. That still has congestion, but it has not grown very much since we've last seen it. So hopefully if you're in that area, you will not be held up too long. And the same can be said about the rest of us here. I mean, if you're at a busier intersection, that's pretty par for the course. I understand that. But beyond that, there's not much to really dig into here.
Roger that. That's fine with me. Looking at the weather, pretty chilly evening, 42 for a low. It's right now 54. Crisp afternoons here over the next couple of days, at least 58 is the high tomorrow. Sunny and 59 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies again. Clear skies overnight tomorrow night with a low of 38 degrees. Around the state of Florida today, Dollar General is being sued over the racially motivated shooting that left three shoppers dead in Jacksonville. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump filed the suit on behalf of the families of the three black victims. The suit claims Dollar General was negligent in providing security at the store. In addition to the store, a security company and the parents of the shooter are named as defendants.
And an amended civil complaint filed by Gabby Petito's parents claims that fiancé Brian Laundry told his parents that Gabby was gone a few weeks before she was discovered dead. CNN reports that the amended complaint was filed November 30th by Joseph Petito and Nicole Schmidt and states that Laundry called his parents on August 29th, 2021, and told them Gabby was gone and that he needed a lawyer.
Also, Governor DeSantis today unveiling his proposed budget for the 2024-25 fiscal year.
We are still able to do a historic $27.8 billion in funding for the K-12 public school system. That's the highest amount of funding ever. This budget includes $1.25 billion that has to go to teacher salary increases.
Yeah, so it's called the Focus on Florida's Future budget, and the spending plan totals $114.4 billion in addition to the teacher salary increases for K-12 public education programs, just under $28 billion, and that's a record. Governor also thinking that something could be done about FSU's omission from the college football playoff, so in his budget he has $1 million set aside to cover any legal expenses that may come as a result of the decision. I hope they don't use that.
I was about to say that is $1 million. I hope that is put to better use. No one's more upset about the FSU situation than I am, but Come on. And there are four new lottery games that you can play this holiday season. The Florida Lottery announced the new scratch-off games yesterday. They are $2 million, 100X cash word, X being times in this case, Emerald Mine 9X, Bingo Night, and 2024. Prices range from $2 to $10, but winnings total over $368 million.
Taking a look at national headlines today, the RNC is confirming who will take part in Wednesday night's debate. In Tuscaloosa, Governor DeSantis will be joined by Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy. Donald Trump tonight is doing a Fox News town hall and tomorrow attending a fundraiser for his super PAC in Florida.
And several police officers in Virginia are recovering after a home they were serving a search warrant at exploded and caught on fire. Authorities responded to reports of shots being fired Monday evening at a residence in Arlington and learned a suspect had discharged a flare gun around 30 to 40 times from his house into the neighborhood. As they were executing the search warrant, the suspect fired rounds inside the home, which caused the house to explode.
The head of the FBI is urging lawmakers to renew a controversial surveillance tool. Christopher Wray warned the renewal of Section 702 of FISA is necessary to counter threats from foreign adversaries, including China and Iran. The surveillance powers are set to expire at the end of the month, but lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have criticized the measure as government overreach, arguing that the power enables warrantless surveillance of Americans. And we've been there before.
Absolutely. And there's a temporary victory in federal court for Texas in its fight over miles of razor wire that's been strung along the border with Mexico. Justice Department lawyers argued that federal agents have cut it in order to provide medical help to migrants in distress. A federal appeals court, however, has ruled in Texas's favor, saying that the razor wire must remain in place while the lawsuit plays out.
A vote to launch a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden is expected to happen next week.
You're seeing a very deliberate investigation, uncovering and following the facts, following the truth where it leads. That's what the Constitution requires the House to do.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House has come to an inflection point in its investigation that was opened unilaterally by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He said the vote is necessary to force compliance with the committee's ongoing work.
And the presidents of three top colleges are defending their response to the surge of anti-Semitism on campuses. In a House hearing today, Harvard President Claudine Gay was asked about a perceived double standard of when colleges choose to punish students.
This is difficult work, and I know that I have not always gotten it right. The free exchange of ideas is the foundation upon which Harvard is built.
The presidents of MIT and Penn also testified, as campuses have seen a rise in tension over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war.
A quick recap of our top three stories today. Israel is considering flooding Hamas's network of tunnels beneath the Gaza Strip. This could have an impact on the water supply, as Israel has apparently built a system of large pumps to send seawater in from the Mediterranean and could have all the tunnels flooded within weeks. Also, the U.S. is in talks with other allies about creating a naval task force to escort commercial ships in the Red Sea following the attacks by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. And Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is relinquishing some of the military promotions despite there being no change in the Pentagon's abortion policy, as he told reporters today that for now he'll only block military promotions for four-star generals as well as officers. So that's a recap of our top three stories there at 6:30. Coming up next, what's happening in the world of sports today, health, business, and science, and pop culture as well. Pensacola right now.
I'm Tom Rigotti. The presidents of Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania come under fire from Republicans at a House hearing today
who say they're not doing enough to combat anti-Semitism on their campuses since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Fox's Hillary Vaughn reports.
Republican lawmakers say students who call for Jewish genocide should be expelled, and the professors who join in and enable this rhetoric, they say, should be fired.
A New York City man is charged with stalking and attacking an Israeli tourist in October. Fox's Gernal Scott with details.
Yahya Amin has been charged with 7 counts, including stalking, assault, and aggravated harassment. 6 of the 7 charges qualify as hate crimes. Court documents reveal Amin followed a group that included an Israeli tourist, harassing them with loud music and anti-Semitic remarks, leading to a physical assault.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Toll Brothers is out with quarterly results that handily topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines. The luxury home builder added that it expects the improving inflation picture and lower mortgage rates to help boost demand for new homes. In response, shares of Toll are up 2% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, while technology stocks rebounded a bit, the broader market ended slightly lower. The Dow Industrials fell 80 points and the S&P 500 slipped too, but the NASDAQ Composite recouped 44. Television critics are giving lots of love to Apple TV Plus's The Morning Show and the final season of HBO's Succession. Those shows today received 6 and 5 nominations, respectively, for the 29th Annual Critics' Choice Awards, including nods for Best Drama Series. Getting 4 nominations apiece, A Small Light, Abbott Elementary, Beef, Lessons in Chemistry, Reservation Dogs, and The Bear. The Critics' Choice Awards will be handed out January 14th. That's Your Money Now.
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. 2023 was a landmark year for UWF. Join President Martha Saunders and Vice President Greg Thompson as they share our successes and plans for the new year. Tune in this Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3 all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
Sports Minute sponsored by Prevagen. Ron Rivera is a great man, but his days as a good NFL head coach no longer exist. Keeping Rivera for 4 more games as the head coach is pointless, and everyone knows he won't be back with the Commanders in 2024. Washington enters the bye week at 4-9, and it's time to give current offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy an audition and make him the interim head coach for the final 4 weeks of the season. I'm Zach Gill.
As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money. Online wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at NewsRadio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Nine, we light the
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and as I light my Hanukkah menorah, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah. Also, a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. From all of us at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. We're walking in a winter wonderland.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little ways past 6:35 here. We'll get another check at the roads and weather. There's not much to go off here, as there typically isn't in our third and final hour of the evening. And, unless you're on some of these busier roads, like perhaps Mobile Highway, or maybe you're downtown somewhere, you may experience minor spurts of congestion here and there, but nothing that's going to hold you up for too long.
Chilly weather over the next couple of days with lots of sunshine. That's the forecast for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have low temperatures in the mornings, 40s and 30s, not quite cold enough for a freeze, but yes, a heavier jacket for the next couple of days. And high temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday will only get into the mid to upper 50s. How about that? A little bit warmer on Friday into the 60s and 70s return by the weekend with thunderstorm chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Currently 54 degrees, 42 overnight tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 58. 59 and mostly sunny on Thursday. So that's a look ahead. All right, what's happening in the world of sports today, Austin?
Well, looking over here, we've got the NBA doubleheader on TNT at 6:30 p.m., so actually just about right now. We've got the Knicks and Bucks in an Eastern Conference showdown there, and at 9 p.m., it's the Western Conference showdown between the Suns and Lakers. And this is these are like knockout games for in-season tournament?
Right, yep. So that's going to wrap up, I think, like towards – I think it's like the week of before Christmas where they have the championship in Las Vegas. But, yeah, this is the in-season tournament there.
Yeah. And the Jaguars say that Trevor Lawrence has a high ankle sprain. It's not a season-ending injury, and they're not ruling him out from playing this Sunday either. But, man, I mean, just well, you and I talked about this, the cart –
What cart?
That's the thing. It was, the lack thereof, better yet. It was not only something that was scrutinized and made fun of on social media, but even some prominent sports figures, such as Colin Cowherd on FS1, they were even talking about it. He had a high ankle sprain, as we just said, and no cart showed up. Typically when you're when any player, but especially one as impactful as Trevor Lawrence, sure. That was Colin's point, when he's on the ground and he's clearly in agony and he's not getting up and people are crowding around him, a member of the opposing team, Trey Henderson or something, prayed for him right then and there. No cart to be seen.
No cart.
So they had to take minutes to get him up and help him limp off the field.
So this was we talked about this yesterday. This was all the way for me going to be a game where I may bring up on my phone occasionally, but I was going to let the wife have the TV for some Hallmark movies. So that's what we did. But I turned it on, and literally as I turn it on, I see Lawrence being helped into the through the tunnel.
Yeah.
And it looked to me on first glance that he had gotten knocked out cold, because just kind of the way he was hunched over and his face, I was like, okay, so obviously something happened here, but it looked like he had had a head injury. So I'm like, what in the world is he doing, like being helped off the field? Then I saw what the actual injury was and just how bad it looked.
Yeah.
And I was just like everybody else. I was like, where in the world, like, is there a cart in the stadium that we have access to here? It was weird that there was no cart for your $230 million quarterback.
Very much so. And we could know this week, this is MLB news here, we could know this week where two-way MVP Shohei Ohtani will play next. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts confirmed that they met with him for 2 hours earlier this week. It's believed, of course, the Dodgers, along with the Angels, Cubs, Giants, and Blue Jays, are in the running. I think, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I think you asked me, where do I think he's going to go?
Yeah.
And I think I said on air, so I'm on record saying the Dodgers.
No, that's where I think he's going to go too. As a lifelong diehard Cubs fan, I would cry if he signed with the Cubs. Literally, the first thing I would do is buy a Shohei Ohtani Cubs jersey. I would be all in.
You'd become a fanboy.
Yeah, well, I am a fanboy already of Shohei. I love Shohei.
I mean, and that's the thing. I'm not even really a baseball guy, but I mean, this dude's name is everywhere. He's a very versatile
that's
dude.
Right. Yeah,
he's out of control.
No, I would absolutely love it. but I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's the Dodgers and maybe the Giants. I think, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, he's West Coast. He kind of wants to be as close as he can to Japan. So you're right there on the West Coast. You can just fly over. But, that's where I think on that. Health, business, and science notes today. A supply and demand crisis when it comes to Santa Clauses, making the appearance for the kiddies' Christmas parties or whatever. They talked to Mitch Allen with HireSanta.com, says they're having trouble keeping up with requests this season.
That's translated into we're up 160% in terms of the actual number of events that we're doing this year.
And the problem, a bit of a morbid one, as because of COVID taking a toll on overweight senior citizens, there's fewer Santas around. Yeah, so many impersonators have been slow to get back into events with a lot of kids. That makes sense. Allen says the result is that weekends are already sold out in most markets, so...
Yeah, that's upsetting. A Bitcoin rally may be underway, and some speculators are predicting Bitcoin could reach $100,000 in 2024. Bitcoin has rallied more than 120% this year and is currently trading above $41,000. The crypto industry has been hit with a litany of issues, from the collapse of coins and projects to full-on bankruptcies and criminal trials. But many believers say that now that those issues are out of the way, investors are focused on what the industry sees as positive developments.
Studies show that owning a cat could double your chances of schizophrenia, and as we learned last hour, Austin is squarely in the red alert zone here.
Yeah.
Australian researchers looked at the results of 17 studies in 11 countries over 44 years and found people who were around cats before age 25 had twice as much chances developing the mental disorder. The scientists think it's because of a parasite found in cats which can enter the body and affect the brain.
Well, let's see. I've got two cats indoors. One is a stray. One is the offspring of a stray.
Yeah.
Both of those strays were from different areas. One was in an apartment complex. The other was in the woods. I've got one very old cat that is dealing with some illnesses in the backyard. And I've got three cats in the front yard who are very diverse as well. One comes from another family. One comes from across the street. And the other one has a scar that doesn't heal. So
that you're just... Yeah.
I am... done for.
Yes.
If this study
you may
is
have
adequate.
It already.
Yes. Panera Bread is facing a lawsuit from a family in Florida following another death that appears to be tied to their supercharged lemonade drinks. The lawsuit was filed 2 months after 46-year-old Dennis Brown died of cardiac arrest. It's the second time this year that Panera's drink has been accused of leading to a death. Each drink has almost 400 milligrams of caffeine.
Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. I think this is would be a really funny gag gift to get somebody here.
If I
was rich, but I do not have $200 to set on fire here. But so George Santos, our good friend from New York, of course, you remember him as the guy that got kicked out of Congress. So with that, he no longer makes his $174,000 congressional salary. So he is taken to Cameo. To make individual video messages upon request, and they're $200 each. So you could say that he is still stealing money from people, but in this case, they know about it.
He's more upfront. Yeah.
The New York Daily News says one of Santos's first recordings is addressed to somebody named Megan, where he offers advice on how to cope with criticism. He would be an expert on that, I guess.
To his credit, yeah, he's sticking to his guns there.
Yeah. No, I would, this would be something that I would do. I mean, even if it was like 50 or 75 bucks, I would really think about it. Giving my dad a personalized message from George Santos for Christmas,
does
that would
he,
be
does he hate
awesome.
George?
Well, I don't know that he hates. He doesn't hate anyone. He's definitely he loves watching Fox News. He's, you know, political.
So he's guy. A right leaning guy.
He's a right leaning guy. But I just think that it would be hilarious because, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you know, you hear the name George Santos. It's a meme. It's a caricature.
Yeah.
And so getting a personalized Christmas message from George Santos would be hilarious.
And the trailer for the highly anticipated video game Grand Theft Auto 6 has been officially released following a leak. Set to drop this morning, a leak of the trailer made its way to X yesterday afternoon, prompting Rockstar Games to post on the platform, quote, "Our trailer has been leaked, so please watch the real thing on YouTube." The trailer shows no actual gameplay, but the game will be making its return to the setting of Vice City, which is where a mid-2000s installment of the series was located, and it will have a 2025 release date. That is definitely where I'm going to be spending my money before I go to George Santos with a cent of my worth.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, 6:45, another check of the roads and weather here.
Okay, so I'm looking at Pensacola and the surrounding areas right now, and I haven't had much to report on, luckily, and that appears to still be the case. You know, we've got a congested intersection here and there. Maybe downtown you'll see some minor spurts of congestion. If you are where New Warrington Road and Navy Boulevard merge, maybe you'll experience some congestion there, which could be stemming from a previously established accident report that we had. But other than that, Escambia and Santa Rosa counties on my end are looking good for the most part.
Looking ahead to Wednesday and Thursday, believe it or not, we're getting even colder as we head through the middle of the work week. A second shot of cool air moves in, and we'll see low temperatures drop into the 40s and 30s for Wednesday and Thursday morning. And high temperatures on both days ahead will only be in the mid to upper 50s. That's with sunshine, too. The humidity returns on Friday, and we'll have thunderstorm chances late Saturday into Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. Right now we're at 54 degrees, 42 tonight, the low, sunny, and 58 tomorrow. All right, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, sung by Brenda Lee. We remember that from Home Alone, right? Oh, yeah. Where Kevin is trying to spook off Harry and Marv, and he's got all of his little, you know, toys that are doing all that. Well, it's actually, for the first time, made the Billboard Hot 100 number one. So this is 65 years after the song's release. It hit number one, marking the longest climb to the top in the chart's history, racking up nearly 35 million streams and sold 3,000 downloads from November 24th through the 30th.
Wow.
I wonder what would prompt that this year as opposed to any other year.
It is one of the
especially for 1990 when Home Alone came out.
Well, that's the thing. That's a good point. And it's one of the most recognizable Christmas songs, I feel like. I mean, it's a very popular one. A YouTube influencer who intentionally crashed his plane in California has been sentenced to 6 months in federal prison, which ain't that bad considering that he faced up to 20 years, I should say. 30-year-old Trevor Jacob, in December of 2021, posted a video called "I Crashed My Plane." And in the video, you guessed it, he did just that. He parachutes out of his small plane before it crashes in the Los Padres National Forest in Santa Barbara County. What were you thinking?
Yeah, he wasn't. Well, we determined yesterday that Austin is a young guy with Riz, but he also has a double-edged sword to him, that he is old, crusty, get-off-my-lawn guy because
he talking about?
Is not a fan of the NFL simulcast looking to appeal to children, such as the Toy Story simulcast that we had during the Bills-Jaguars London game. So the Super Bowl 58 is heading under the sea with Nickelodeon hosting a simulcast featuring the cast of SpongeBob SquarePants. So you've got Nate Burleson and Noah Eagle who will call the game with the help of SpongeBob and Patrick Starr. So go ahead, get on your soapbox and tell us all about how terrible this is and the league is just selfish and
I am not going to make this some corporation rant.
Well, you did last hour.
No, I didn't. The thing is, I look at this, and it's obviously it's not directed at me. I'm a grown man. It's not directed at little kids.
Hey, I watched the Toy Story one. It was fun.
Okay, Joe's an outlier. The bottom line, that's another problem. The bottom line is this is directed at children. I get that. If you're a parent and you want to watch the Super Bowl, but your kid wants to watch SpongeBob, well, then you're in good luck. You know, kills two birds with one stone, shuts
second
the kids up.
Second TV there.
Yeah, there you go. But the thing is, I don't know. I just look at it from the NFL's perspective, as I so often do, and I'm just like, yeah, this is just a cash grab. It's the same thing with why Taylor Swift is covered all the time. It's like that's a cash grab for them because Swifties and NFL fans typically don't mix. Well, when you think of some like moron who's breaking tables in Bill's Mafia, it's like you don't see kids doing that. They're trying to get kids in on that and to grow into it.
All right.
I'm just saying.
6:50, final break for us on a Tuesday. Back with wacky stories and good news on Pensacola right now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Now on News Radio 92.3, that's Little Drummer Boy by Jimi Hendrix, which I for whatever reason, I'm surprised it sounded like that. But anyway, what's
up,
Joe?
You want to turn my mic on or Can I talk?
Oh, no. Typically, when I'm coming back in doing a traffic thing, I turn it down so we don't speak over each other, like, awkwardly.
Oh, no. Well, now we've done it.
Yeah.
It awkward. But,
I'm sorry.
No,
first the
right.
Jimi Hendrix thing, and now this. I'm just, I keep
rolling
gutter balls
machine
today.
Here on a Tuesday.
Absolutely. But no, this is another traffic and weather update for you, the last of our show tonight. Looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are not seeing much congestion, and that, you know, has basically been the case for the entirety of this hour. And it seems like it's going to be that way until further notice. So if you are experiencing some congestion, hopefully it shouldn't hold you up for too long.
All right. Final check of the weather this evening.
Chilly weather over the next couple of days with lots of sunshine. That's the forecast for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have low temperatures in the mornings, 40s and 30s. Not quite cold enough for a freeze, but yes, a heavier jacket for the next couple of days. And high temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday will only get into the mid to upper 50s. How about that? A little bit warmer on Friday into the 60s and 70s return by the weekend with thunderstorm chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Yeah, 52 right now, 42 for the overnight low. Taking a look at some of our wacky stories today, Austin, there's a new dating term that's picking up steam. It's called Golden Retriever Man.
I've heard of this.
And this is not meant to be a slight to men who are referred to this. Apparently, it's a guy who, like the dog, is sweet, gentle, affectionate, and eager to please, and easy to train. So your thoughts on that as a very eligible bachelor in the dating scene?
Yeah. I've heard this before. I know that there are people out there. I've seen women describe guys this way. I don't know if I would fit this description.
No, you said you were, a Rottweiler? What were you?
No, I did not say that. Basset Hound.
Basset Hound,
kind of the
right.
Basset Hound kind. I don't really care to please you. I look sad a lot, but I'm not. I'm not necessarily
if
sad.
If Eeyore was a dog...
There you go. If Eeyore was a dog, it would be a Basset Hound. If Eeyore was a person, it would be me. A 21-year-old woman in Spain was choking on a piece of turkey last Wednesday and decided that her best option was to shove a toothbrush down her throat. She jammed a dull end of it down into her esophagus to try to clear the obstruction, and it worked. But she swallowed a toothbrush, too. She tried to hang on to the bristles, but once the turkey went down, I guess her gag reflex kicked in, and the brush followed suit.
It did, yeah.
She went to the ER. They sedated her. And 40 minutes later, it was out of her mouth, and she luckily didn't have to go through any surgical procedure.
Yeah. Good to be sedated for that whole thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Good news. Very impressive teenager in Chicago earning a doctor's degree at Arizona State University. 17-year-old Dorothy Tillman has a high school diploma, her bachelor's, a double master's, and now her doctorate from Arizona State. She says her goal is to create a space for the sake of future generations. Tillman created the Dorothy Genus STEAM Leadership Institute. The group focuses on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
A jack of all trades, just like Dorothy herself, clearly.
Uh-huh.
Every year for almost two decades, the Christmas Spirit Foundation has been doing something called Trees for Troops. They partner with Tree Farms and FedEx to bring thousands of Christmas trees to U.S. military bases all over the world. FedEx announced that they just delivered their 300,000th tree for the program last Friday to Fort Liberty in North Carolina. Most of this year's other donated trees got picked up yesterday and should be delivered next week.
Very cool there. Also, government workers in New Hampshire showed up to a lake to remove an old dock last Thursday. And instead, they ended up saving a guy's life.
Wow.
Questionable decisions leading up to this. He didn't have a life jacket on when he was jet skiing, and the jet ski sunk. If you didn't catch it, we're not talking about in Florida here. We're talking about December jet skiing in New Hampshire. They grabbed a kayak and a canoe, got to him just in time. And, of course, sending out a reminder to people in New Hampshire, it's probably too late in the year to be out jet skiing. Yeah, I would say that anywhere you are.
Absolutely.
In the continental and non-continental United States, with the exception of Hawaii. 6:59, that'll do it for us here on a Tuesday. Austin, you have a good evening, sir.
Right back at you. Hopefully your daughter doesn't get sick on you this time.
Hopefully not. Yeah, hopefully much better this time around. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7 on Pensacola right now.